first, you are going to hear from two brothers, Enzo and Nico, 10 and 11, respectively. Enzo and Nico Chiodi have performed here at the Children's Museum as part of our Carnival Festival a few years back. They also are regulars with the Pittsburgh Banjo Club during their practice sessions at the Elks on the north side. They are from Thornburg. We'll talk with them a little bit throughout this half hour, but let's take a listen to them first. Here are Enzo and Nico Chiodi. Wow, that's Enzo and Nico Chiodi with a medley of Bye Bye Blues and Has Anybody Seen My Gal? Is that the right name?
5 foot two.
5 foot two, thank you. It comes around to Has Anybody Seen My Gal? It took me a minute. That's terrific. And I love how you traded off as you played together, sort of letting each of you shine at one point or another, step to the forefront and come back. Nico, we'll start with you. How long have you played? Tell me the whole story or some of the story.
This April, I think it'll be 4 years. About 4 years ago, we convinced one of the guys at the banjo club to finally teach us. We had been trying to convince him, and he finally let us go, and we started on the little banjo ukes. And we worked our way up to minuscule banjos, and then just maybe about a year ago, big banjos.
I was going to ask you, these are full size, right?
Yes.
That you're playing. Now, Nico, you're 11. Do you guys both go to the same school?
We're homeschooled.
So that's good. So that gives you time to practice and play. Now, did you both start at the same time, Enzo? Did you both decide? Were you part of this plot to get the Pittsburgh Banjo Club to let you into their fold? Because most of them are 6 to 10 times older than each of you. That's not quite right. But, I mean, most of the guys playing there, some of them are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, but there's a lot of guys there that are, you know, much older than that. What made you want to join the banjo club and learn how to play?
Our dad played it and it looked fun.
And do you play? He plays with the banjo club as well. So
yes.
You wanted to follow in his footsteps and also learn. Nico, I'll start with you. What was it like to learn? Was it harder than you expected?
I think it was a little harder than I expected.
Was there a moment when it all sort of clicked and you said, oh, I can do this? Because I would think at the beginning it would be kind of discouraging. I don't know if it was for you or not.
No, not really. But we definitely felt myself getting better as it went along.
Yeah, the reason I was asking especially is you've probably heard banjo music since the day you were born, if your dad plays, right? So you hear a lot of banjo. So you know the kinds of sounds you want to be able to make, right? But you have to learn how to be able to make those sounds, and I think that would be hard.
Yeah.
And was there a moment that it clicked for you at all, Enzo?
No, sort of got better as we went along.
Well, there's more I want to ask you, but let's take a listen to another song. What would you like to play next?
One very recent song that we just learned, Georgia Camp Meeting. It's new to the banjo club too. And when I heard it, I started playing it alone, and we eventually put this together as one of our songs.
Here again, the Coyote Brothers, Enzo and Nico, at the Saturday Light Brigade. Done. I like that. Who did the arrangement? Do you guys have to work that out yourselves as you're playing?
Yeah, a little bit. A lot of times we look to the book, but whoever does the melody or rhythm is definitely worked out between ourselves.
Yeah, as you're listening now, too, I should point out that neither Nico or Enzo are reading from music. They're playing from memory, but you learn these songs from the books. And then do you find that you adapt them or improvise? Or do you try to stay very faithful to the way they've been documented?
We mainly try to stay pretty faithful to the way they've been documented.
We improvise a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of improvising.
Yeah. Now, I'm curious just a little bit about other kinds of music that you like and also your other interests. Let's start with music. I gather you both like banjo a lot, or you
yes.
wouldn't be playing
yeah.
it. So let's start with other banjo players that might be known throughout the country or the world. Do either of you have any special banjo players who you really admire?
Well, that's hard to say. There are definitely players that we would like to be part of, but be like them.
Mm-hmm. Can you name one? If one doesn't come to mind, that's okay. What's interesting, I think, is there's a lot of local players, I'm sure that you admire, who are really great players. Joan Dickerson is a friend of mine and is a terrific player. And I know you know Frank and Norm. And it's got to be fun to learn how to play with these guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would think. What other kinds of music do you like? Do you have any other styles that you enjoy?
anything, really.
Do you ever think about bluegrass banjo at all?
We've heard it as much. Not really think about playing it, because it's a whole different style than this.
How does it differ?
Well, this one you use a pick, mm-hmm. whereas that one you mainly use your hands or finger picks that slide onto your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot different. This one, you're mainly hitting the strings or picking out a single string, whereas that you're kind of picking the banjo, basically.
Yeah, it's a very different, you still get that percussive sound, but something really different. And, you know, it would probably be hard to go back and forth if you ever tried to do that. What else do you guys like to do? Do you have any hobbies, Enzo, or things you enjoy besides banjo?
We like to build a lot.
What do you make?
Anything, really.
I mean, have you built things that, you know, end up being useful outside or inside? Or
mainly Legos.
I was wondering if you're building. So you're building stuff from kits, and that's pretty cool. I was wondering if you were working with wood or doing anything like that.
I like to work with wood a little bit, too.
Cool. Do you have favorite subjects in school? I'm sure music is one of them, but as you're homeschooled, there's a lot of things you can focus on. What do you like, Nika?
I like history and reading, probably.
Interesting.
I also like to write fiction, fantasy mainly.
Well, that's great. What grade are you in now?
Seventh.
And you're in sixth?
Fifth,
okay. Because there are some great writing organizations here in Pittsburgh. One, the Western Pennsylvania Writers Institute that we work with, that have some opportunities for kids to enter fiction and to be part of published books. And there's some great writing. Have you read a book recently that you really liked? And it might not come to mind. You know, you didn't come here to talk about books, but I'm always curious what people are reading.
Well, I definitely like the Hive series, Higher Institute of Villainous Education. That one, I just finished the sixth book recently.
I don't know.
It's very much known.
I don't know anything about that series. What's it called again?
Hive.
And can you explain what it's about?
Well, it's about a group of kids that were kidnapped and taken to a volcano in the middle of the sea to learn villainous traits.
Oh, my. So it sounds like real sinister stuff going on there. It also sounds like the kind of book you couldn't put down. And so do you like to read as well?
I more like history.
And is there a particular period of history that fascinates you?
A lot of ancient stuff.
Going way back?
Yeah.
To like empires and things like that?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, if you're just joining us, the second voice you heard there was Enzo. The one before that was Nico. They are both brothers, and they are Enzo and Nico Chiodi. They're from Thornburg, and they're playing today. We've wanted to have them here with us for a long time. What would you like to do next?
You Are My Sunshine.
A great song. And here they are again, Enzo and Nico Chiodi. Beautifully done. Now, Ethan is here, too, and Ethan is going to be playing in our next half hour, Ethan Beck. Ethan, I don't want to put put you on the spot. I was just curious if you had any questions that you're wondering about Ethan's eight that you might have wanted to ask either Enzo or Nico. Is there anything you're curious about? If so, come on up and you can ask in my microphone so everybody can hear you. And if not, that's okay too.
I'm not really sure.
Okay, I just wanted to check. It's fun to watch them, isn't it? They're great, and I hope you guys can maybe stick around. Ethan is a singer and songwriter and is going to play keyboard and sing some songs. Have you guys written anything?
No. We noodle around the house, but other than that, nothing. Really.
Well, I can tell, you know, you both would be capable of improvising. It's clear that you're that good. Would you like to say hello to anybody who may be listening or acknowledge anybody while we have a minute to do that?
Well, I think I want to say hello to our teacher, Norma Azinger, and his wife, Joanne. We always go over to their house every Friday to learn.
They're both wonderful people. I've known Norm and Joanne for a long time. And so any additional words?
No.
Well, they're both just great people, and they've done, it's got to be so much fun for you to learn from both of them. Is there anything else you would like to mention that I haven't asked you? I know we're going to have you do one more song, but this will be our last moment to talk together.
Well, I want to say something about the song that we just played.
Mm-hmm.
That was one Frank got in contact with the banjo player in the Hoop-Dee-Doo Review down in Disney, Pat Terry Jr. And so he brought banjos when we went to see that. And we jammed for a little bit. And while we were playing that song, one of the cast came in who sings that song and asked the manager if we could play. And so we did end up playing on the piano with her.
At Disney World?
Yeah.
Wow. That had to be pretty exciting. Did they pay you scale?
No.
We're going to have to work on that. They probably have child labor things or something. I'm sure they use that as an excuse. anything else you'd like to mention at all? It's just, I'd like to ask, I hope you'll come back sometime. It would be great to have you play again. You can't help but to feel happy when you listen to these songs. And you end up playing at the Elks with the band during the rehearsals Wednesday night, right?
Yeah.
So you all, as you're listening, the Northside Elks is open to the public. It's typically, I think it's every Wednesday, is that right?
Every Wednesday at 8.
So you can see these guys and listen to them. There's usually popcorn and chipped ham sandwiches and Coca-Colas and all sorts of things to enjoy. It's a lot of fun. I've been there to see you guys. And, you know, there are probably on stage somewhere between 40 to 50 banjo players. And occasionally you'll hear some singing, too. And it's just a great time. What would you like to close up with, guys?
When You and I Were Young, Maggie.
Oh, that's a great song. Enzo and Nico Chiodi, thank you for being here, and here they are again. Thank you. Enzo and Nico, thank you. The Coyote Brothers, and we're looking forward to hearing more from you. It's just you're used to hearing it, I'll bet. But I'll bet you can't hear it too much too. You guys are so talented and terrific. Thanks for being here with us.